Okay, good evening, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to do page Sadivav. This is Simon Shin Hey, and today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing Se'ifim, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tezvav, Tezayin, and Yud Zayin. So we are holding at Simon Shin Hey, Se'if, Yud Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Lo Teitze B'chosam Bein Shu B'tzavar Bein Shu B'ksusa. It should not go out with a chosam. A chosam is something that indicates who the owner of the animal is, whether it be on, around the neck or whether it be on the ksus, on the bag. Says the Mishaburus of Kut Mem Hey, Da'afshu Arug, O Tafur B'Ksusa, even though it may be woven in or sewn onto the Beged, Da'leka L'mecha Shum L'mifsik Vasi L'suya, where there's no concern that it's going to fall off and you're going to come to carry it, Afilu Achi Asur, it's still Asur, Da'gazu Arug, Atuaino Arug, Cham made a Gzeira, that you can't go out with the Chosam. So if you can't go out with the Chosam, they made a Gzeira that was like a low plug, whether it's Arug or not Arug, whether it's woven in or not. See if you'd gimel. Eina gamel yotze b'metul teles v'hu kimin kar koton shenosim tachas navo. A camel cannot go out with a metul teles, which is some type of a cushion that they put underneath its tail. Afilu ikshur lo b'znavo. Even if it's tied onto the tail, elam kenos ikshur b'znavo b'chatotarto o b'shul yasa. Unless it were tied onto the tail and also to the hump of the camel or on the shilya, the placenta of the camel, in which case it's not likely to move, but otherwise it's very likely to fall off. Says the Mishmur Sivkat Memvav, this also is in the category of things that might fall off and you're going to come to carry it. Aval kishakshur b'shnei ma'adik shapir v'lonafal. But if it's also tied on to the hump of the camel, so then it's tied on really well, it's attached very securely, and it's not going to fall. V'chein b'shul yasa kivin t'koyev lomantcha l'kan l'kan. And the same is true with the shilya, with the placenta, that since it would be hurt, it would hurt the animal, so it's not going to move around too much and have it, it's going to try to make sure that it does, that this car doesn't move around too much because it's going to be too painful for the animal. See if yodalid, lo teitze shum behema, lo akud velo ragil. No animal should go out akud or ragul. What does that mean? Pirush akud, shekosha yoda achas im ragla, that you tie one of its forelegs together with one of its hind legs. V'ragul, hainu shekosha achas mi ragla, klapi maila, shotei lechela sholosh raglayim. And ragul means that that you tie one of its legs up so that it's walking with only three legs. So it's hobbled in that way. So an animal is not allowed to go out in either of those ways. Says the Mishabur, why not? Because this causes great sar to the animal, and therefore it's considered to be a burden. And some say that the concern is that the rope might fall off, and you'll come to carry it, and it's dafka if it's one foreleg. But if it's two forelegs are tied together, or it's two hind legs are tied together, so that it's unable to run away, which is what people would typically do to secure their horses when they were grazing, that it can go out with, because that's a protection for the animal, and it's not a burden. Canal Bereisha Simon, Se'if Tesvav. Lo yikshar gemalim zeh achar zeh v'tofes ba'afsa rishon v'kulam nimshachim al yado. You shouldn't tie up a row of camels one after the other, and you're yanking the first one, pulling the first one by a leash, and all of them are following along. Avalim tofes kama afsa gemalim biyado mutter. But if you hold a whole bunch of leashes of camels in your hand at one time, so that's mutter. V'yesh misho segam b'zeh. Some ask her even that. V'lo hiter al lahotzi beima achas levadov u'moshcha b'chevel. And they only allow pulling one animal at a time when you're pulling it by a rope, by a leash. Says the Mishabrullah, Yikshar Mishum Demechsi Kamandals Lamachram Bashuk. If you're pulling a whole row of camels, it looks like you're going out to the market to go sell these animals. And for that reason, even if they would have been tied up already on Erev Shabbos, it would be usher to pull them in this way, because it's not about the tying, right? It's not about the fact that you tied them up. It's about the fact that you're moving with them and you're walking with them in a way that resembles someone who's going to the shuk. Vidas yesh misha oser hu, and the sheet of the yesh misha oser that doesn't allow you to even hold multiple leashes at the same time, because that yesh misha oser thinks that it still looks like you're going to the shuk. However, the Al Yerabba says that machmir shita that even holding multiple leashes at the same time of different animals is a problem is really a das yachid. And all the other poskim disagree, and we should not be worried about that. Siv tazayin hamotzi beema v'imoshcha ba'afsar tzarek lizar shleitzei rosh ha'chavu mitachas yal do tefach lamata. If you're leading an animal with a leash, you have to be careful that the end of the leash doesn't go, meaning the part of the leash that's between the animal and your hand, fine. What about the part that sticks out behind your hand, right? If this is the leash, the part that sticks out, so that you have to be careful that you don't have a tefach worth of leash sticking out from the other side of your hand, not the side that's toward the animal. So you have to make sure that it doesn't go a tefach. The dummy commission also be yado, because that's just like carrying that for no reason, meaning the rest of the leash connects to the animal, but that part is going beyond your hand. It's just like carrying it. And it doesn't look like it's part of the leash. V'gam lo yaniach harbe menachavel ben yado lebehema. You also shouldn't have too much give in the leash that's walking your animal. Because we're afraid it's going to get to within one tefach of the ground, and that's problematic. V'imu aruch, and if it's a very long leash and it's very hard to hold it taut and it's likely to sag, so yichrochos savit savar, wrap it around the animal's neck a few times so that it won't sag and won't dip to within a tefach of the ground. Says the Mishmur Sivkat Nun, tefach lamato, mikol makom mahotzi tefach echad mitachas yado lo asa iser. Now it happens to be, if on the other side of the leash, on the other side of your hand, one tefach of leash is sticking out, you didn't actually do an iser. Elm kenotzi shnei tefachim. It's only if two tefachim are coming out that you actually did an iser. El demaisi yeshach lechadchilo shleitzei afilu tefach echad miyado. It's just that lechadchilo, the Shulchan Aruch is recommending, based on the Gemara, that even one tefach shouldn't stick out. But really, really, the iser is only if it's two tefachim. Ad shelo yagi, and we said, and then on the other side of the leash, the side that's connected to the animal, you have to make sure it's somewhat taut and that it's not sagging. Tzarech lomar ad sheyagia, meaning it should say not ad shelo yagia to a tefach of the ground, but ad sheyagia, it shouldn't sag to the point that it gets to a tefach within the ground. Why? V'atam dik sheyagia samach la'aretz lo tei nira kilu abeim nimsheches badia mutar machmashu nitirusu debeima el kamasa bialma. Because if it's sagging and it's coming very so close to the ground, it doesn't look like it's really helping walk the animal or protect the animal or watch over the animal. It looks like you're just dragging this leash around like you're dragging a jump rope around the Rishus HaRabim, and you're not allowed to be doing that. So that's the problem. Now Sif Yud Zayin. Here's a long sif. Ein chamor yotze b'mardaas b'zman she'en ukshur lo me'erev Shabbos. A donkey cannot go out with a saddle if it was not tied on already from Erev Shabbos. V'lo b'zug afal b'yishu pakuk. It cannot go out with a bell, even if the bell is clogged up so it's not making any noise. V'lo b'sulam shebetzavaru, nor the ladder-shaped type of piece of wood that they would put on the animal's neck. V'hein luchol shekoshim shebetzavaru shlo yichakech makoso. It was basically to keep the animal's neck straight so that it wouldn't have the ability to turn its neck, because we're afraid if the animal has a boo-boo, he's going to try to bite it because he's going to scratch it, and then he's going to harm himself further. So they would sort of like lock his head into place with this sulam. V'lober etzur shebaraglo, also not with the strap on its feet. V'hukim in taba'as ova, that's like a thick ring. She'osim mikash, that's made out of straw. V'koshim baragle abehema shepsiosel k'tzarus, and they tie it on the legs of an animal who has a very short stride to the point that its legs are banging into each other, so it has like these protective gear, these shin guards, you know, to protect its own legs from the other leg kicking into this leg. So they make this as a shin guard. Chickens cannot go out with these strings that are tied to the legs as a simin. Nor the straps that they tie on their legs so that they don't break any kelim. And the rams are not allowed to go out with the little wagons underneath their tails. They would make these little wagons underneath the tails tails of the ram so that the tail doesn't drag on the ground. And the goats should not go out with a certain type of wood that they would put right by the nose of the goat to make the goat sneeze, and when it would sneeze, all the lice would come out of its head, all the bugs would come out of its head. Nor does a calf go out with a small yoke that they put on its neck. Nor on the something that they put on the nose of the egel so that it shouldn't suckle from the mother. Nor a cow, a mother cow, with the leather that they put over its udders so that rodents don't come and start trying to suckle the milk. Nor with the strap between its horns. Whether it's there to protect the animal or just as a decorative strap. A cow or an ox should not go out with the rope on its neck, because a cow or an ox does not require shmira. But a calf is allowed to go out with such a thing, because they run away much more frequently, so you need some way to hang on to it. Says the Ramah, an animal is allowed to go out with a kameya, with an amulet that's proven to work for animals. But if it's an amulet that has only been proven to work for humans and has never been proven to work for animals, an animal should not go out with such a kameya. Says the Mishmurah Sif Kata Nun Beis. In Chabar V'lo B'zug, we had all this list of things that the animal can't go out with it. Kvar Muvel El B'Sif Al B'Sof Sif Yiral V'Shno B'Mishom Inach Didisha Kol B'Mishnah Achas B'Gemara. Meaning there are a lot of these things that we just read that have already been covered earlier on in the Siman, but we're putting them all together because they all appear in the same Mishnah in the Gemara. V'lo B'Sulam Tam Kolel V'Ad Me'el Whichever items are on the list that we just read, where the Shulchan Aruch didn't give us the reason that you're not allowed to have the animal go out with it, the assumption is that the reason for the ones that we don't have a reason for is that it might fall off and you're going to come to carry it. So we said one of the explanations that the Shulchan Aruch gave of Ritzua Shabaraglo is that this thing that would protect an animal that has a short stride and would bang its legs against each other. But the Rif says a different pshat. It means something else. Dikshenivka parsa shel regel abehema koshno sabritzua kedei shetachlim v'tachso l'kmo shoysa. That if the animal, if it's like got a split hoof beyond the, where the split's supposed to be, like it had a cut in its heel, in its leg, in whatever, in its foot, so they would tie it up to let it heal. H-E-A-L. To let the foot heal. V'chein perish haram, perish haMishnah. That's how the Ram explains perish haMishnah. Kadesh lo yishbru, kasav ha-chayadim, dim ksharon l'raglein, kadesh lo yuchlu l'vroach. If they tied something on the ropes on the feet of the chicken so it's not able to run away, shari latzeis, but it can go out with that. To kol mash derech lasel l'shmirasan, havilei kemo malbush. Anything that's there to protect it from running away is like a malbush. V'chein kasav ha-sefer nezir yisol b'shem tshuvas maimor Mordechai. V'lo b'zmam, and he can't go out with his mum. The reason for this is David Kamal Masli, that it's considered to be a burden to Dami Lachsom. It's like the muzzle on the cow's mouth. And over there, the reason was masli. So we said that it can't go out with the strap, even if it's just there for shimur, because it's a niturusi yaseira. It's not something that a cow really needs, because a cow doesn't run away all that often. It's therefore a burden. We already said, if you have a crazy cow, and your cow is very rebellious and it loves to run away, so then ain't a chinami. That's not called a netirusi yaseira for your cow, and therefore it would be allowed to go out with it. Mutarim, we said that the agalim are mutarim because they run away all the time. Afilu achevel karuk sav tzavaran, even if the rope is around its neck, diuchal tavsam ba'achevel im yivruchu, so you could grab them by that rope around its neck if they choose to run away. So then we said that a kameya that's proven to work for an animal, it can go out with, but not a kameya that's proven only to work for humans. Aval pi A person has mazel and he has a malach that's protecting him from up above. The fact that a kameo works for a person is not proof that it will work for an animal, because the kameo is only working in conjunction with the mazel that the person has and the malach and shemayim that the person has. Mashen ken lebehema. Behema doesn't have any such thing. So therefore, it's not necessarily, that kameo is not necessarily going to work for a behema. So to summarize what we learned tonight, first of all, we said that a cow can't go out with a chosam, even if it's woven into the beged. Then we said that a camel can only go out with its tail protector if it's very securely fastened, meaning onto the hump of the camel as well. Then we said that an animal can't go out with one leg tied up, or with a hind leg tied to a foreleg, but it can go out with its two hind legs or forelegs tied to each other. Then we said that leading a group of camels by holding on to the leash that where they're all tied together is usser. Holding on to many leashes of many different camels at the same time, we said, is a machlokes, and holding a single leash whatever you pull a camel by at one time is going to be mutter. Then we said that the end of a leash when you're leading an animal should not extend past your hand by a tefach, for sure not by two tefachim, and nor should you allow the leash to sag within one tefach of the ground between you and the animal. And finally, we said on Sif Yud Zayin that after the Shulchan Aruch gave this very long list of things that an animal can't go out with, since you might carry them, the Rama says that a kameya that hasn't been proven to be effective for an animal may not be worn, even if it's been proven to be effective for a human being. Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, on Sunday we will continue with Simon Shin Hey. If you'll chas, we'll finish all this animal stuff sometime in the middle of the week, and then we get on to more Nogel the Mice topics once again. Okay, have a good evening, everybody.
Have a good
Shabbos. Have a good Shabbos.